This is KUT. One of the biggest traps undocumented immigrants fall into is the advice of faux attorneys. They pretend to know the ins and outs of immigration law and often scam victims out of tens of thousands of dollars. KUT's Joy Diaz has one such story.
Veronica Avila Zavala looks worried. She's making sure her 6-year-old girl and 4-year-old boy are securely strapped in their car seats before she drives to a session with Texas Legal Aid, a nonprofit that provides free legal advice to low-income clients. As Avila drives, her little girl is burning up in fever. She says her ear aches and she can't hear from it. Avila left her job as a taqueria cook early to see if Texas Legal Aid will take her case. Doesn't show up to the session that only lasts a couple of hours. Avila's trouble started last summer when her husband, a yard worker, was arrested and placed in deportation proceedings. A friend from church told her she worked for a really good immigration attorney who could get her husband out. So Avila collected money from family and friends on a credit card to come up with the $14,000 Marisela Jimenez Mandujano from church said the attorney had asked for.
Otra parte, pues yo le di, aquí traigo el recibo donde ella supuestamente pagó la abogada con mi tarjeta de crédito.
It's been almost a year. Avila's husband is still incarcerated, and her money is nowhere to be found.
These people are very charismatic.
Teresa Farfan has researched cases of hundreds of people who impersonate attorneys. Farfan is with the office of Texas Attorney General Greg Abbott.
They get, you know, acquainted with the potential victim, and they make them believe that they're their friend. Sometimes they go to churches, and they make presentations.
Farfan says impersonators look for places where potential victims let their guard down. But they go beyond that. Paul Parsons says they even hire people to pose as satisfied clients and provide false testimonials for them. Parsons is a longtime Austin immigration attorney. He says a recent case shocked him.
She had probably taken close to $1 million. Lawyers charge very reasonable fees. Non-lawyers charge exorbitant, outrageous fees and either don't file anything or they mess up cases where people sometimes lose all future possibilities to legally immigrate.
They often disappear, taking with them documents that victims can never recover. Marisela Jimenez Mandujano has not disappeared. In fact, Veronica Avila Zavala is constantly in touch with her, asking for her money back. On the day I accompanied Avila to Jimenez Mandujano's home, Avila was also asking her to give her back all of her family's documentation. Jimenez Mandujano said Avila could call the law firm directly. She said that's where the documents are. But after repeated attempts, the phone was never picked up. Turns out the law firm doesn't even exist. Texas Legal Aid helped Avila file her case through small claims court last December. After months of not hearing from the court, Avila got worried and went to another Texas Legal Aid session.
I don't know if you remember me. Mr. Frank, right? That's your name?
Yo soy Veronica.
I'm Veronica. I am suing Mrs. Marisela Jimenez in small claims court.
Marisela Jimenez.
An attorney overheard and asked if it had been 3 weeks.
¿Ya pasaron las tres semanas?
By then, it had been 5 months. On May 30th, Avila finally had her day in court.
This is a high security area.
Since recorders are not allowed in the courtroom, I waited outside for a few minutes. Then Avila came out. The case had been delayed until July. Jimenez Mandujano had asked for an extension.
My name is Raul Gonzalez, and I'm the Justice of the Peace here in Travis County.
On the day Avila finally presented her case, Judge Gonzalez awarded her $6,900 out of the $14,000 she says Jimenez Mandujano owes her. Judge Gonzalez was clearly conflicted with his ruling.
I'm often left with the inability to make a decision, which I feel may be right because I don't have the evidence.
Avila is illiterate in her native Spanish. Still, she thought she had a solid case. All these months, she had saved every piece of paper she had gotten from Jimenez Mandujano. In court, she realized the papers only had random statements that did not prove her case. One route Avila has yet to explore is trying to get her money back through the office of the Texas Attorney General. Spokesperson Teresa Farfan.
We have the authority to take action, legal action in this type of cases under the DTPA, the Texas Deceptive Trade Practices Act, the law that protects consumers.
Texas leads the nation in bringing cases against attorney impersonators. More than 100 cases have been solved, and oftentimes the AG has been able to provide victims with restitution. But attorney Paul Parsons says the crime, what he calls the crime of selling hope, is so widely spread in places like Texas and New York that he wishes stronger punishment could serve as a deterrent.
Non-lawyers who pretend that they have legal expertise cannot be disciplined or sanctioned. They don't have a license to lose. They don't have legal malpractice insurance.
They cannot even be disposed of their properties because the law protects a person's homestead and vehicle and a person's tools of the trade. So even after Judge Gonzalez ruled in Avila's favor, she may never get her money back. And now she's planning on leaving the country. Once her husband is deported, she hopes to have the money to take her kids back to Mexico too. She says, I cannot do this on my own. It's too much struggle with two small children. Joy Diaz, KUT News.